Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release a Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I am Cynthia Haynes.
And I am Harold Weaver.
And as promised, the duo is back. And so on today's episode, we decided to talk about knowing your worth. And so I'm going to give you a passage that I found to help me with my portion, I guess, of the episode. And it's coming out of Galatians 6-5, and it says, and it's the international version, and it says, don't compare yourself with others. Just look at your own work to see if you have done anything to be proud of. You must each accept the responsibilities that's yours. I think the biggest thing that's going on is that we're always looking at what the other person has, and we're saying, oh, they look great. You know, their looks might look better than mine in your own opinion, or what they're doing is better or greater than what you're doing. And that's the first problem, because it's not about the other person. It's about you. What do you have? You have something to offer. So you need to look inside yourself, and don't think that because you might think that it's a small thing, it's actually a big thing in somebody else's eyes. You know, you have to look, you have to just do the thing that God has called you to do, because there's somebody that's looking at you and saying, wow, that person has that going on. But when we keep on looking at other people's, we make ourselves small. And when we make ourselves small, then we make our voice small. And then that makes you not even walk out into the things that God has called you to do. Or it leads you into a relationship that you had no business being in, because you didn't know your worth. So you didn't know what to ask for, and you didn't demand on what you need.
That's pretty good. Well, one thing I don't do, but I have done, is compare. And again, it's like I've said before, it's a lot easier said than done. But I remember now comparing. And because of what I remember, how I did it, is why it stands out so easily for me now to see other people do it. And that's, I believe that's where the problem starts, that people start comparing themselves to other people, not just how they look, but how they live and what they have, like Cynthia said. And that's where you go wrong, because there's no way that you can acknowledge what your worth is if you're comparing yourself to somebody else's. Mm-hmm. Somebody else's lifestyle, somebody else's just their being, and comparing it to yours. And not only that, but half of the people that do that don't even know their own self, mm-hmm, to be knowing what their worth is for themselves. And that's where the problem is, you know, begins as well. And the longer you go comparing, the worse you get at it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then that just leads to other things that can affect your being, mm-hmm, your health, your mindset, mm-hmm, your character, your personality. It just goes down a slump. It just takes you from where you should be to where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
And it's for me, from experience, it just comes from comparing. And a lot of people don't even realize they're doing it, mm-hmm, until it's too late and it's done. Mm-hmm. And then they look back and don't want to acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. Because the reason why they don't want to acknowledge it is because they never saw it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And when they do, is when no way, I've been doing that? Yeah, you've been doing that. Mm-hmm. But why? Because nobody has sat you down and told you what you was doing. Mm-hmm. And you got caught up in doing what everybody else has been doing,
yeah,
and what everybody else has and you don't, that it took you to a whole other place that you should have got out of a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So ask yourself, what is your worth? Ask yourself, what does that even mean to you to know your worth? Mm-hmm. And then look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, why haven't I noticed well before now what my worth is? Why haven't I acted on it? Mm-hmm. Why haven't I realized it before I let somebody else decide for me what my worth is? Mm-hmm. Before I let somebody else tell me that I'm not worthy of anything? Mm-hmm. God has given us all free will. Mm-hmm. All of us. And that means something. But you got to know what it means to even be able to utilize what it means. To be able to act on what that means, you have to know what that means. And not only for yourself, but for your loved ones as well. Mm-hmm. You can't teach somebody what their worth is if you don't know what yours is.
Yeah.
And that's why I ask, every week I ask you to ask yourself, what does it mean? What does our topic mean to you before we even go into what it means to us? Because it has to mean something to you as well. So either you can look at it in a different way or understand the way you're looking at it the best way you can. What does knowing your worth mean? It's got to mean something, or what we're saying is not going to mean nothing.
Right.
And you got to know what it means for you before you can teach it to somebody else that doesn't know as well. My biggest thing is comparing. Once you start comparing, once you've been in that state of mind to be comparing, then you're never going to really know what your worth is. Because if you did, you wouldn't have to compare. Come on, Sam.
I just, God gave me like a revelation this weekend. I was talking to a friend, and she was hosting a Zoom, and it was like a Bible thing. It was her first class or whatever. And so we were just talking, and then it got to the point where she asked a question, and I can't remember exactly what the question was, but the revelation that I got was, I said, here I am in a class, a military class I'm taking, and I'm in there with doctors, I'm in there with dentists, I'm in there with lawyers, and I'm sitting in my corner, and I'm, you know, not even really knowing that I'm thinking this way. I'm like, these people are this and this and that, and here I am, I'm a chaplain. And then the revelation that I got as I started talking about it, I said, wow, I have authority as a chaplain. God has given me authority over somebody's soul. So they might be a doctor, but if his soul is lost, what does his doctorhood mean? Nothing. Because he's going to be tormented. He's going to be not happy, even though he has all this money, he has all these possessions, his soul is lost. And God has given me authority to be over, to pray over somebody's soul. What a great position. What a great, what I want to say, not position, but just who I am as a chaplain. That's a great honor. And I'm downplaying my position. Because what? I walked in that trap of comparing myself. And so a lot of, you know, people, maybe some of you who are listening to this episode, you're so busy looking at what somebody else has and what you don't have that you're denying yourself of being worthy of getting what somebody else have. Everybody has the opportunity. Everybody has the option. What is your choice? Are you choosing lesser things because you don't have that confidence within yourself to think that you even deserve it? Well, you might not have had the parents that you want to have, that you, you know, that everybody else have, but you got life. And just because your experience or your circumstances weren't great doesn't mean that you can't have great, if that makes sense. So you deserve to have the greater things. You deserve to have whatever anybody else can have. You had that opportunity. But if you don't believe it within yourself to know that you deserve it, then you'll always be stuck in the less than. You'll always be stuck in not having enough. And I just remember also in that same session, we talked about your weaknesses. You harp on your weaknesses, but the Bible says that in your weakness, God is made strong. So instead of you trying to get rid of that weakness or just, you know, just meditating on, I can't do this, just know that God is going to be made strong in that thing that you can't do. So you don't have to be strong in it because God is. And if you got God, you don't need nothing else.
I couldn't have said that no better. Here's the deal. I believe that we all have a purpose here on this earth. And because of that, there's no reason for us to have to compare. But at the same time, if you don't know your purpose, then that should be one of the first things that you should strive to find out before you start comparing yourself to anybody else or anything. Because once you go down that road, it's so hard to come out of. It's so hard to come back from. Because all you're going to do, comparing is one of them things that it only gets worse. Once you start comparing yourself to one person, you're going to start comparing yourself to the next person.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you done lost your worth. You done been comparing for so long that you done lost your worth. You done lost what your worth was. You done lost what your worth should have meant to you all this time you've been comparing. And I'm not speaking from experience, but I do know some people that are still stuck. And actually, I know some family members that are stuck in that position of still comparing at their old and elderly age and don't even realize it. And it's sad because I also believe that once you set in certain ways at a certain age, you're stuck. Not impossible to come out of, not impossible to come back from, but close enough. Because this thing that they say that, you know, once you're stuck in your ways, you're stuck in your ways. There's some truth to that as well. I believe at a elderly age that once you become stuck in your ways, you are. You can change, but not completely. And you can change, but not maybe enough for it to matter. But where does that start? It starts from knowing your purpose and sticking to that. Sticking to what your purpose is. So that becomes your priority. And nothing else stands in its way. And if you can pull that off, if you can find that and stick to that, your whole lifestyle will be better. Your whole lifestyle will change. Your whole mindset will take you out of that comparing that you got to have what this person has. And you're not worthy because you don't. Because that's where this comes from. This is where that doubt of what your worth comes from. Because you feel like you should have what somebody else has. And why don't you? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? It wasn't for you. Mm-hmm. Money can't buy you worth. Money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you happiness.
Yeah.
Now, is it a temporary feeling? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ask people that got a whole bunch of money. Ask them, how happy are they really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it forever? Is it temporary? I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't speak on it. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm going to be happy either way, with or without money, because I know my worth. And I know that nobody can give somebody else my worth. Mm-hmm. And I don't want nobody else's worth. I want my purpose that I know what it is now to live on and live fast for as long as I'm here to and complete it. Mm-hmm. I have no reason to compare.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. That's what we're talking about this week is we want everybody to look at what their worth is.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at where you stand. Look at where you are today and what you're worthy of. And then go from there if you want more without comparing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's what we're asking you to do. Go for whatever else you think you are worthy of, whatever else you think you want in your life without comparing and watch what happens next.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, you know, the Bible always talks about renewing your mind. And the way you renew your mind is how you think about a thing. And how you change that is by the stuff that you're feeding yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you need to go get you some of those books that talk about self-worth or self-image. Maybe you need to find new company. We talked about that. Who are you hanging around? What they saying to you? Are they telling you, hey man, you need to come on up? Because that's what a real friend would do. If they see you down in the dirt, they need to be telling you to pull yourself up. Or maybe they in the dirt with you and that's the issue. Y'all both are two people just in the dirt. So maybe it's your surroundings. Maybe you need to just start reading stuff because you can't always, you know, I don't know if I talked about this story in one of our episodes or not, but two brothers, same household, same parents, parents with drug addiction, on, you know, addicts. One brother said, I'm not going to be that, became great. The other brother, oh, my parents like this, I'm going to be that. And he became that. So you still, it still was a choice. They both had choices. You either can take your situation and let your situation make you better, or you can take your situation and you can fall in the situation and just stay the same and go with the situation. But you have to make a choice. And how you make that choice, it starts with in your, like I always, Harold always say, your mindset. But you got to work on your heart as well. You need to look in that mirror and say, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? Maybe I didn't have a daddy that I thought I should have had. Maybe I didn't have a mama that I should have had. Maybe my parents didn't give me all the attention that I knew I needed. But guess what? You got a decision to make. You can go and get what you deserve to have. You can make your situation better. But it starts with, you know, changing your mind, working in your heart, and believing those things that you're saying. Is it easy? No. Is it a process? Yes. And everybody sometimes, well, not everybody, but most people fail in the process. They stop in the process because they say the process is too hard. But there's a song that says, no pain, no gain. You have to go through the pain in order for you to get that gain. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. That's the catch, at the end of the tunnel. So that means you got to go through that tunnel to get to that light. You got to keep pushing yourself through that dead place that you're in to get to that, to what a life is. Mm-hmm. So all we're saying is that dig deep. Look within yourself. Go ahead on and ask for the things that you want and have an expectation that you're going to get it. Mm. And even though it seems hard, like we said, just keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep reaching. But it starts with you. You can't depend on somebody else to do it for you. You got to do it. And you got to know that you deserve to have it. So what, you different? That's what make you special. That's what make you unique, because you are different. Mm. You know, I have a sensitive side. I do. Guess what? That's how God made me. But he made me that way because I have a purpose with it. I have to have some type of sensitivity for the people that God has called me to. I can't be hard because I might not reach that person that God has placed in my place. But you got to know that you're made the way you're made because God has a purpose for that. And he's going to use that to propel you into where you're supposed to be going.
One of my favorite mottos is, don't say what you can't do until you can't do it. And there's a reason for that, because when I think about things that people have accomplished and friends and family members that I know that have been successful and still are, I think about where they started. I think about where they come from. I think about what I remember as a kid, as a child, where they were and where they at today. And that was just something that I came up with on my own, that I'm never going to say what I can't do until I can't do it. And that has been my motivation now for a while, that has kept me going, that has eliminated the idea of quitting at anything that I want to do or anywhere I want to go. Mm-hmm. That's been the top priority of my motivation, to get me through what I've been through, to get me where I'm at today. And you would never know what I've been through. You would pretty much, unless you know me, never know what I've done. Mm-hmm. But you know why? Because I don't have to compare it to anything else that somebody else has done. Mm-hmm. It's what I've done. Is what God has put me here to get through to where I'm at today. And that's why there's nothing else that I can say that I haven't been blessed to be able to do, to have, to be able to go. Because I'm never going to say I can't do what I can't do until I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm preaching now to my children. And that's hard for them to understand. But what I do now is I give them examples of what I mean. So now they have a better understanding, and hopefully it will be instilled in them as they go further in doing what they want to do and not feeling that they can't do it because they haven't done it. Mm-hmm. Just think about that. Mm-hmm. Don't say what you can't do until you can't do it. Mm-hmm. Just for a second, let that marinate in your system. Mm-hmm. 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 And then go from there with whatever else you thought you couldn't do, whatever else you thought you'd never get to. Just think about that. It's not too late.
Yeah.
How many times have we preached that weekly? Yeah. If God has given you another day, he's given you another day for a reason.
Yeah.
You just got to take the time to figure out what that reason is, if you don't already know. Mm-hmm. But you're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. Mm-hmm. Every single day that you've been given to do something different, that's one of the reasons right there. Mm-hmm. Do something different. Mm-hmm. Think a different way. Mm-hmm. Act a different way. Mm-hmm. Feel a different way. Mm-hmm. Because that's what you've been given another day for. Not to compare yourself to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Not to feel that you're not worthy of something else. Mm-hmm. If you're still here, you're still worthy.
Yeah.
You just got to tell yourself what you're worthy of, believe in what you're worthy of, and then walk around with it. You ain't got to boast on it, but just believe in yourself before you can ask somebody else to believe in you. And watch what happens next, folks. Watch what happens next. Stop comparing.
Yeah.
And watch what happens next. Yep. Stop feeling like you're owed something.
Yeah.
Just know your worth.
Yeah.
Find your worth and walk in it.
Yeah.
Come on, Sam.
Yeah. And don't, you know, if people walk out of your life, it's for a reason. Don't, you know, beat up on yourself because they walked out. They was only there for that season. Mm-hmm. And then they probably needed to move on because that probably was holding you back. Mm-hmm. So don't let, because people want to walk away, keep you stuck. You know, don't be afraid to ask for what you want and demand that you get it, because you deserve that. And you only know that when you know your worth.
Here's the thing. Let me get this in while we got a little bit more time. People change. Things change. Some people change for the better. Some people change for the worse. Some people change together. And some people don't. But what you have to realize, understand, and believe, that if you believe in God, then you understand that it wasn't your fault whatever happened. That, like Sense said, this was a reason for the season, that it happened when it happened. Mm-hmm. And you got to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. You got to move on. Mm-hmm. You can't call it a day. You can't quit.
Yeah.
Because your purpose is still there. Your yeah. purpose is still alive.
Yeah.
It might have changed, but it's still alive. You still have one.
Yeah.
Trust and believe, you still have a purpose.
You do.
It might not have been the same. It might not be the same as it was, mm-hmm. but you still have one. You know why? Because you're still here.
Yeah.
That's why. Mm-hmm. Because you're still here. Mm-hmm. Your purpose has changed.
Yeah.
And it might still change again. But the reason why I can say that, because you're still here.
Yeah.
So live on that.
Yeah.
Live on that, if nothing else. The fact that you're still here to still get stuff done.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. to show what your worth is.
Yeah.
Because that could change as well. Mm-hmm. Come on, son. Take mm-hmm. us home.
So I hope that this episode, well, you know what? I'm not going to hope. I know that this episode has made a difference in your life. Mm-hmm. I know that this episode has changed something in your heart. Mm-hmm. And so just continue to keep listening to our episodes. Go back and listen to some of the old ones, you know, because every time you listen, you might hear something different. You know, mm-hmm. we continue to grow. And so you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us, releaseapodcast@gmail.com. Give us your questions. Give us any comments, rate us on the apps that you're listening to, and just keep listening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Aaron.
Okay, we're going to take us out in prayer. Father God, you did it again. You always do. Once again, you gave us a topic that was needed to be spoke on. We wasn't sure we had spoke on it before, but you know what? It didn't matter. We was going to speak on it again, because this week was that purpose, to speak on our worth. And for everybody to consider what their worth is, if they ever questioned it, if they didn't know what it was, now we've given them reason to think about it, if not talk about it, so they can be about it. Know your worth. Know your worth. Know what you're here for. God, we thank you. We give you all the glory and the grace for keeping us strong and alive with this world that we are dealing with that is getting crazier by the minute. Mm-hmm. But you know what? With your guidance, we gonna be all right. Mm-hmm. As my mom always told me, you already all right, son. You just gotta believe it. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're preaching today. And we can't wait till next week, because we're gonna do even better than we did this week, mm-hmm. because we got your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next week, y'all.
We out.